Thoughts on Jude, Jude 5 to 7. Reminder, part 3. Let me read the passage. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you, hence my title, that the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their own home, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains, for judgment on the great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They, all these three, serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. So reads Jude 5 to 7. What is the end of apostasy? What is the end of denying Christ and bringing immorality in the place of the grace of God? What is the place, what is the result of this defection from the gospel, this apostasy? Well, look at the words. Destroyed in verse 5. Chains, darkness, judgment day, verse 6. Suffer, eternal fire, punishment, verse 7. These are powerful words. These are frightening words. These are words of warning and reality. The wrath of God is spoken of here. This is what I say. This business we're engaged in, this preaching I'm doing, this writing, this gospel I'm trying to set before you, this is not a kind of game, an academic game, played out in the universities where we have nice little debates in our debating society. Eternal issues hang upon it. Eternal, damnation, fire, suffer, wrath. These are the words in this passage. And it's not only here, it's written from Genesis to Revelation. Now I emphasize this. Jude, as I said at the beginning, is so relevant today. Why? Because the wrath of God is being played down. People like N.T. Wright. You remember that kerfuffle over Getty and Townsend and Getty's chorus, hymn, you know, the wrath of God was pacified. You know how the Americans wanted to change this to the love of God was magnified. Play down the wrath of God. Wright has shown his hand. He'd like it to be the love of God is magnified. Wrath is being played down. Evangelicals are buying into this. The wrath of God is a muted note today. It'll soon be gone out of the vocabulary. It'll soon be out of the gospel. And we won't have the gospel left. Because Christ was set forth as a propitiation. Romans 3, I'm not making it up. Hebrews 2, 1 John 2, 1 John 4. And in many places the doctrine is taught. I feel so strongly about it, not only in this discourse, I'm just finishing a title on the very thing. Propitiation. It's so important. Well, the apostasy of professors is spoken of here in terms of ending up in disaster. And 1 Peter 4 verses 17 to 18 makes this clear. If judgment begins at the house of God, where will the ungodly and the sinner, the unbeliever, appear? Oh, be warned, whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, there is a final great day of judgment. Be ready for it. Believer, hold on, complete the course, finish the race, get to the tape. Don't give up. Don't turn back. An unbeliever, throw yourself upon Christ now. No longer delay. Time is not on your side.